what it is too. Now, do you want to do it here or do you guys want to go over there?
You can do it right in front of the banner.
Have her hold down the
turn it this way. Yeah, great. Right.
What are you asking?
So I'm conducting a survey questions. To begin with, what are your function as a sales manager?
So my whole function as a sales manager, I would say, is to develop my team to be able to do what I do, so therefore they're not dependent upon me, but also in the function as to go out and help develop the relationships in the market. So for example, we work in health insurance, largely with doctors, medical groups, maybe ancillary services, like people who give glasses, and a lot of our benefits are that. I'm to develop those relationships, and then also with my team to go out and help learn how to develop those relationships. So long story short, I might lay the groundwork to make it easier for them or help plug them in if I happen to get a win, or educate them and bring them along so they can also be doing the same thing so they're not waiting. So if everybody's working, it makes it easier.
Great. Moving on, what criteria do you see in selecting salespeople?
Risk-taking, hard work, and analytical thinking. No. I want problem solvers.
Can you elaborate more in analytical thinking?
Oh, problem solving. There's a lot of it's not my job kind of people, and those are not analytical thinkers. They're like, oh, that's a puzzle. No, and they just shut down. But the moment they say, oh, that's interesting, and then they have to analyze the situation, and they don't take it as a face value. Oh, this happened, and then they make up all the presuppositions of why that would have happened. They're very curious as to how this anomaly manifested, whether it's a result of marketing or sales or a problem, and they problem shoot it. Usually that strengthens them as an individual to be able to go out and either get more deals or become more valuable to those they engage with. So that's why I find that one very important.
Okay, moving on. What method of compensation do you use for self
compensation?
Yeah.
Well, it's largely commission. I mean, most of them are. You'll find some out there where we might.
Bonuses?
Like bonuses? Not in our business, we're with Medicare, largely regulated by, you know, daddy government. So you will see that in other sides. So for example, with other healthcare sides, like if you're working with a company directly, like Anthem or them, they might have bonuses or what you call gain sharing, which is you eliminated waste, so we'll give you a piece of what we would have spent on that. You see that more. It's more ethical on our side to have a gain sharing type of thing, more so than a bonus. Because we're dealing with people's health and finances, so you don't want to incentivize not spending money that they need, but you do want to incentivize saving waste. So you'll see that a lot. But largely it's commission on our side. But we may, especially if they're starting, you know, try to find ways to accommodate them based off where they're at, what their potential is, and what they're willing to give and commit.
Okay. Awesome. How do you evaluate the performance of your salespeople?
That's a good one. Effort and self-reflection. So results in sales are not always chip, straight. It might come in waves, and you'll see that. Like for example, in car sales, they're getting a certain amount of money, so it is chip, little piece. There's other things where it might come in waves, and ours kind of works in that way, where it'll drip, bucket kind of thing. And so it's that repeatedly being out there and putting effort out in the field, and then what will happen is they're being very self-reflective and analyzing of what happened. Okay, I went out there, what worked, what didn't. Am I building a sphere of influence within the market, or am I just showing up? Was there any movement made? Have I created value in the circle, whether an enrollment or a sale was made or not? Because if you create yourself as an influencer in that sphere, you know when an issue happens, it's coming to you. Versus if you just go, well, I didn't get a sale, and you leave, you know, 2 weeks later, there might have been a complete kibosh that happens there, and they're like, we need somebody to move us, and boom, there's like 30 sales. I'll never forget the dude who just would chat with all these big-ass places like Target, Toys R Us, and we're like, why is he talking to all these guys? Sure enough, Toys R Us closes down. All those employees need new health insurance, and he just closes like 200 deals. And we're like, ah, light at the end of the tunnel. He was analyzing the relationship. He saw potential. He wasn't sure when, but he was very self-reflective about his results there. He wouldn't overspend his time there because there wasn't results happening, but he wouldn't forget it altogether either. So you're analyzing and you're putting effort out in the field constantly is how I would judge somebody's performance.
Got one last question. What personal qualities are important to become?
personal qualities.
That kind of brings us back to the first question, isn't it? It's kind of a roundabout callback, as they would say in comedy, right? I would say it's so I don't repeat the same answer. I gave you personal traits last time, right? I gave you analyzing and a few others. I would say personal qualities are going to be integrity, in the sense that you're honest with yourself and others. You don't BS either your own effort or the effort others are doing, and that same integrity is going to fall in line with you willing to tell somebody straight what it is. And sometimes that feels ugly, but then you find out they're relieved because they're like, I just wanted to hear it from somebody. Like, cool dude. Like, you find that in hospice a lot. And you can BS them all day, but they know they're dying. But so integrity, I'd say, is one. Since I didn't tie it in with the first one, but I tied it in with the previous question. It's being self-reflective, having a strong sense of personal development through self-reflection on that. You're trying to improve or engage your skills. You're not like, I have, for example, it's not like, well, I have my degree, I just want to be plugged in. It's a growth, a culture of learning kind of thing. And I guess since the rule of threes, I'll give you a third one, it would just be like a conscientious work effort. The idea of wanting to work, but coming from a place of commitment to your work. It's not about the check, although like you should be compensated for what you do, and you should always be in a position where your compensation is fair, but that you're committed to what your work creates. It's kind of like you would a kid, right? It's not so much the kid, it's what you're committed to supporting them and becoming, but you're also somewhat detached from it, like a kid, because you don't get to. The results manifest, you don't necessarily force them in a weird way. The world's weird. That's all philosophical. That was my degree, so I can lose you on that one. I'll go all over the place. But I was sticking to those ones. Self-reflection, conscientious work effort, and I've talked so long I forgot the first one I said.
That's okay. Thank you so much, Robert. Appreciate
it. Bud. Thank you.